Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
And today, the fourth Sunday in Advent, the Sunday when we think about Mary and we think about joy. And our reading is about Joseph. But you know, I think Joseph is one of those forgotten figures in the Bible and in the Christmas story. And as we go through this morning, we'll understand that actually if Joseph had responded in a different way, then the story could have been so, so different. And the book of Matthew starts with the genealogy of Jesus. And that wasn't our reading this morning, because that's really, really uplifting to have that whole long list of names. However, the verse before we started, thus there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David. 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Christ. Now, any of you who are good at maths will know that 14 is two lots of seven. And seven is a very important biblical number. So we get two lots of seven from Abraham to David, two lots of seven from David to the exile, and two lots of seven from Babylon to Christ. And the genealogy that we have in Matthew is the genealogy of Joseph. But we're then told this is how the birth of Jesus came to be. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she found she was with child through the Holy Spirit. So hang on a minute. We've got a genealogy of Jesus through the line of Joseph, but then the Bible goes on to tell us, but hang on a minute, guys, Joseph's not the dad. But actually, the genealogy of Joseph and of Mary are the same because they were distant cousins. Okay, so you can, and you can look at him in Luke, there's another genealogy and it's very, very similar. So he was pledged to be married to Mary. But before they came together, she found she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Now imagine the conversation that went on between Mary and Joseph. Joseph, you know that I love you, don't you? Well, I'm going to have a baby and he's not yours. And Joseph, well, I know he's not mine. Whose baby is he? Don't worry, Joseph, don't worry. I've not been with another man. It's the Holy Spirit's. Joseph must have found that really hard news to take in. The woman that he loved, the woman he had pledged to spend the rest of his life with, has just told him she's going to have a baby. And not just any baby, but God's baby. And we know Joseph was an honourable man because it tells us so. He was a righteous man and he didn't want to expose her publicly to disgrace. So he had in his mind to divorce her quietly. Now, Joseph and Mary lived in a small place. Even if he had in mind to divorce her quietly, everybody would have known. She would have been the gossip of the town. She could have been thrown out by her family, condemned, rejected. And as Joseph had it in mind, I'm going to divorce her, he then goes to sleep and he has a dream. And in his dream, an angel appears to him. How many of you have had dreams where angels appear to you? And how many of you, if you had an angel appearing to you, would actually take that news quite quietly? Go, oh, okay, all right. So the angel appeared and the angel said to him, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what's conceived of her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Oh, that's all right then, Angel. She's having a baby. It's from the Holy Spirit. I'm going to name him Jesus, which means saving people from their sins. So everybody will know that my firstborn son isn't my son, and I'm not even allowed to name him. That's all okay. Thank you very much, Angel. And Joseph could at that point have said, look, actually, I don't care. I don't care whose baby he is. He's not my baby. I am not going to bring up another person's son. It's not mine. But Joseph didn't do that. He brought Jesus up as his son. He loved him. He taught him his trade. Can you imagine the hours that Joseph and Jesus had spent together at the carpenter's bench? Oh, Joseph, this is how you use it all. That quiet discipleship that Joseph did of Jesus, who he brought up as his son. And it says all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. And what was that prophet? It was the prophet Isaiah. That was the first reading we had. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Then we get a really understated verse in the Bible, verse 24. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. How much is in that one sentence? How many struggles and doubts must Joseph have still had? But I'm sure every time he had a struggle or a doubt, he remembered the words of the angel and that dream. And he took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. And she gave him the name Jesus. So Joseph didn't even get to give the boy a name. That made me think of somebody else in the Bible who didn't even get to name their son. We had Zechariah, didn't we? When he found out Elizabeth was pregnant, and he laughed because she was so old, and he was struck dumb, and he was told, you're to name him John. And when it came for the baby to be named, they were going to name him Zechariah after his father, but Zechariah motioned, get me something to write on. And he wrote, his name is John. So we have John the Baptist and we have Jesus, both of them given names, but not given names by their earthly fathers. Joseph took Mary home to be his wife. I think that is some persuasive angel. Because he was going to divorce her. And yet that one meeting with the angel changed Joseph's life. I'm taking her home to be my wife. And Joseph obeyed. Are we as willing to obey? When we're given an instruction, do we obey? And Joseph loved. He loved Jesus as his own. Joseph trusted. Joseph worshipped. Joseph honored. What an incredible man Joseph was. And so often in the Christmas story, we just overlook Joseph, don't we? But he was there by Mary's side. He was honourable. He was steadfast. And as I was thinking of Joseph, I remembered a poem poems by U.A. Fanthorpe, and I've got a book of Christmas poems, and I absolutely love poetry. I think my love of poetry came from my dad, who would often, when we were children, would recite poetry to us, and often our bedtime stories were poems. We were planning his funeral, my sister and I were thinking, you know, maybe we should put in some of his favourite poems. His favourite poets were Spike Milligan and Edward Lear. We couldn't actually find anything we thought was appropriate. One of his favourite poems was, "Through every nook and every cranny, the wind blew in on poor old granny." Not sure we're going to get that in the funeral, but you never know. But anyway, this is a poem called "I Am Joseph." I am Joseph, carpenter of David's kingly line. I wanted an heir, discovered my wife's son wasn't mine. I am an obstinate lover, loved Mary for better or worse. Wouldn't stop loving when I found someone else came first. Mine was the likeness I hoped for when the firstborn man-child came. But nothing of him was me. I couldn't even choose his name. I am Joseph, who wanted to teach my own boy how to live. My lesson for my foster son? Endure, love, give.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.